The celebration of Bastille Day in France. Police were Tuesday out in force to deal with any incidents on France's Bastille Day national holiday, as hundreds of thousands gathered in Paris to hear rock idol Johnny Hallyday. Earlier in the day, 210,000 people turned out to watch the traditional military parade down the Champs-Élysées in Paris, which this year was led off by a detachment of Indian troops. 400 Indian soldiers marched down the Champs-Élysées under the eyes of Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, invited as guest of honor by President Nicolas Sarkozy. Dressed in ceremonial uniforms of red and black headdress, cummerbunds, and white puttees and gloves, the Indians marched from the Arc de Triomphe to the presidential stand at the end of the 1.5-kilometer, 1-mile parade. French Air Force jets flew overhead, releasing trails of red, white, and blue smoke to represent the colors of the French flag. And the parade came to a close with parachutists floating down on the Place des Invalides. Sin and Sarkozy were joined in the presidential stand by the French president's singer-wife, Carla Bruni, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen, German President Horst Kohler, and other dignitaries. Later, Sarkozy hosted the traditional garden party at the presidential Élysée Palace. He said that in 20 or 30 years, India will be the most populated country in the world, and it is a friend of France. France is one of the key arms suppliers for India's technology-hungry military, and is negotiating to supply technology to India's civilian nuclear program. Sin, for his part, paid tribute to France, saying that in our own country, our freedom struggle was immensely inspired by the French ideals of liberty, equality, and fraternity. Among the French soldiers marching in the Bastille Day parade, units who have recently returned from operations abroad, in places like Afghanistan, Kosovo, and Lebanon, were given prominent positions. The Bastille Day March is held every year on July 14th, the anniversary of the storming of the Bastille Fortress in Paris by revolutionaries in 1789, the symbolic starting point of the movement that led to the First French Republic. At Paris's Champs-de-Mars, meanwhile, next to the Eiffel Tower, police said a record 700,000 fans gathered to hear a free concert by rock singer Johnny Hallyday. His performance was due to be followed by a fireworks display to mark the 120th anniversary of the Eiffel Tower. The city of Paris has laid on 15,000 rockets to make sure the event goes off with a bang. At least 40,000 French police and paramilitary gendarmes were on duty around France during the day, with a record 10,000 officers on the streets of Paris alone. From late Monday to Tuesday, police had arrested 240 people, nearly twice last year's figures, detaining 190 compared with 72 over the same period in 2008. Police reported that 317 cars had been burned this year, only slightly up on last year's figures. Bastille Day has become an occasion for disaffected youths from bleak suburban housing projects to express their frustration with high unemployment rates and what they see as France's failure to integrate ethnic minorities. The national holiday also sees fire stations across the country opening their doors to host dances that are open to everyone.